Before I get started today, I wanted to let you know that next week, December 14th, Chloe and I will be teaching our free webinar called the 50-Minute Relationship Breakthrough. On this webinar, we will teach you a simple three-step strategy that allows you to build deep intimacy with your partner, turn conflict into connection, and uncover new tools and new possibilities to help keep your relationship alive and thriving. Also, it's a lot of fun. If you're interested in attending the webinar, all you have to do is sign up. You can visit neilsatin.com/webinar and click the Yes, Claim My Spot button, or you can text the word intimacy, that's intimacy, to the number 33444 and follow the instructions. So visit neilsatin.com/webinar or text the word intimacy to the number 33444, and that will sign you up for our free webinar next Wednesday. Now, if you cannot be there live, we will offer a replay, but the only way you can get access to the replay is if you sign up so we know that you're interested, and then we can send you a link to the replay. The last time we did this webinar, it was a lot of fun, and we got a lot of great feedback from people that it made a big difference in their lives and in their relationships. So we're looking forward to having you join us next Wednesday. Okay, on with the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of Relationship Alive. This is your host, Neil Satin. This is going to be another one of those short and sweet episodes. And at the same time, I want to ensure that it has a deep impact, because what I'm going to talk about today is probably one of the most important questions that you can ask yourself. And this question could potentially be the thing that has the biggest impact on whether or not your relationship will get better than it is now. And that could be from, you know, going from good to great or amazing, or it could be if you're in a stuck place, getting to a place that feels like it's thriving and doing really well. So I want to cover this question because it is so important to your ability to take on the work and the play of being in relationship. It's a simple question. The question is, am I willing to change? Am I willing to change? So why is this question so powerful? For one thing, if you want things to be at all different than the way they are, you need to understand that your relationship is a dynamic. It is the product of you and your partner. Or if you're not in a relationship, that's also the product of you and your not partners. Now, I'm not putting all the blame on you. We all share responsibility. And as I talked about in my episode on the secrets of relationship repair, I think it's really important for us to take responsibility for our part in whatever happens, but not to go overboard and feel like, we're responsible for everything. At the same time, not to go underboard, I guess, and feel like, well, nothing is my responsibility. I'm a victim of everything. I'm a victim of every choice that the world makes around me and that my partner or not yet partners make. So in any case, this question is so important because if you want things to be different in any way, then you will have to change. Something is going to be different. Now, that change could be opening up to a wider range of joy and passion and happiness. And in general, those are the kinds of changes that I think we're after, right? You want to go from a place that's stuck to a place that feels dynamic and alive. You want to go from a place that feels great to a place that feels like exceptional. And that's possible for you, but the only way that's going to be possible is if you are willing to actually have a different experience. And the only way that you can do that is by changing something. You could be changing the way in which you experience your partner. You could be changing the way in which you experience yourself and your own limitations or your own desires or the way that you get hurt by your partner or the way you get triggered or even the way that you express love and enthusiasm. If you want things to shift in your relationship at all, then you're going to have to make some shifts. So you have to ask yourself, am I actually willing to change? Now, that question of willingness is key because you can say, yeah, I'm open to things changing. Or you can even say, yeah, I want things to be different. I want things to be better. And you can believe with all of your heart and soul that it's possible. And yet, if you're not willing, if you're not actually able to make the choice to do things differently, then the odds are pretty good that nothing is going to change. And I don't want that for you. I want you to have that experience of seeing just what is possible for you, just how amazing it can be. The only way that's going to happen is if you are willing to choose making shifts and to look at yourself and be and recognize when you're not willing. This comes up all the time in my conversations with clients, my initial conversations usually, because it's such an important component of the overall process of how to make a difference as a couple in your experience together. Now, there's a second part that's perhaps even more important than the question. The second part is this. After you've asked yourself the question, am I willing to change? Take a moment and sit and feel your way through the answer. Perhaps you're an enthusiastic yes. Perhaps when you ask yourself this question and answer it honestly, you're actually a no, or you're an I'm not sure. I want you to answer this question honestly for yourself, because if you're not a crystal clear yes, I am willing to change and I'm willing to do whatever it takes, then you might run into some challenges with actually seeing different results in your relationship. So ask yourself the question, sit with your answer or the process of answering and see what comes up for you. One thing that many of my clients experience, so if you're experiencing this, you're normal, is fear. Now, it's also normal to have a little bit of excitement and anticipation, like, because you don't really know what's going to happen. And that's the reality of relationship, is that many times we don't want to change because what we have, we know. And sometimes it's easier to just go with what you know, even if you know you're unhappy, than it is to actually try something new and shake things up and live with the uncertainty of what might happen. So it's normal to feel under those circumstances both a little bit of excitement, as I mentioned, like, oh boy, I wonder what's going to come. And a little bit of fear, like, oh shit, I wonder what's going to happen. Like, what will happen if I do this? What will happen if I make a sudden shift in terms of how I handle arguments that we always have, or how I handle the sex in our relationship and initiating, or my desire, or whatever it is? What if you make a shift? It would be totally understandable for you to feel like, holy shit, I have no idea what's going to happen. And for a lot of us, that can be pretty fucking scary. So that am I willing to change is often paired with a little bit of I'm not really sure. Or yes, but Jesus, like what comes next? What will happen? because it's unpredictable. As soon as you start changing, which is what you need to do, then what actually happens next is unpredictable. Not nearly as certain and predictable as what you have every day in your relationship. Because it's easy to know. I know exactly what it takes to make my partner angry. I know exactly what it takes to make her frustrated. I know exactly what it takes to maybe get her turned on or him turned off or whatever it is. You know, and yet still here you are, right? Thinking, well, I want things to be different. I want us to live into our potentials of what's possible. I don't want to be stuck right here. I think you understand what I'm talking about. And the way to handle that fear is simple and complicated, and maybe a subject best left for another podcast episode. But for the moment, what I'd love for you to do is just to acknowledge it and feel it. And also to recognize that it's okay. It's totally normal. And also, I think I want to offer you a little bit of reassurance that what is on the other side of the fear, what's on the other side of the risk, the courage, the vulnerability, is always something that in the end feels better. It doesn't mean that there won't be pain on the way, and pain can be heartbreak. Pain can be just simply growing pains or stretching or doing things that you're not entirely comfortable with. So this isn't to say that it's going to be totally easy, but what I can promise you is that you will start to feel more alive by doing it. You will start to feel, if you have any depression in your life, you'll feel less depressed. You'll feel more engaged in what is happening. And the best relationships have a lot of spontaneity, a lot of play, a lot of creativity. And that's what you get when you are willing to step into the unknown and try something different. But I want you to take it seriously that this is a choice that you are making. You are choosing something new. This isn't just like, yeah, I'll try on something else and see what happens. It's making the choice to evolve, to be different than you've been in the past, and to keep your eyes open so that you can respond generatively, positively to whatever comes next. That is today's episode. The question, am I willing? And being able to really get in touch with what happens within you when you ask yourself that question. And if you find that it triggers you, using all of the tools that we've discussed on the podcast, I'm thinking back to episode 47 in particular, where I talk about the specific ways to come back from being triggered. And you can get there if you go to neilsatin.com/47. So use those techniques for coming back online if the fear hijacks you. Or if you're simply feeling really excited, then great, be there. Be in the enthusiasm for change with recognizing that maybe you hadn't taken that step of saying, yes, I am willing. And then the magic of whatever comes next. At a minimum, answering that question with a full-on yes creates an openness to possibility. And I am excited for you to find out what happens next. As always, if you have questions or feedback, feel free to drop me a line. My email is neilius@neilsatin.com, N-E-I-L-I-U-S. I can't answer every email that comes my way, but I promise you that I will read it. And if nothing else, I will hopefully bring up your question in a future episode of the podcast, whether a solo episode or perhaps I'll ask another one of the world famous experts on relationship that have graced the set of Relationship Alive. And finally, I welcome you to join our Relationship Alive community on Facebook. We are there to answer questions and chat about relationship and create a safe space for you to be open about what's happening with you in your relationship or in your quest for relationship that is thriving. And finally, one last plug for the webinar that Chloe and I will be teaching next week. All you have to do to register is to visit neilsatin.com/webinar or text the word intimacy to the number 33444 and follow the instructions. Have a great week, and I will see you next week.